Hey, look, Papa, that's our boat. It's the SS Columbia. It says it in big letters on the side. And it looks like it's about to leave. Let's go, let's catch it before it's too late.
Excuse me. And who might you be?
Oh, sir, we're the Himmelsteins, and we're going to America on this ship right here, you see. And we don't want to miss it, so if you'll please let us go.
Huh.
My name is Officer Chucky Chuckalovsky,
and I guard all the ships, you know. I stand here from morning till noon, and from noon till evening, and I make sure everything runs smoothly. And it looks like you're running. Are you running smoothly?
Papa, they're pulling up the ramp. We have to go.
1 second. No one's going anywhere until I clear you to board. Papers, please.
Here they are, sir. Please, sir, if we don't board right now, we'll all be stranded here in Russia.
Okay. Everything seems to be in order. You may go.
We made it!
And we watched the seaport fade further and further into the distance. Until we were surrounded by nothing but the big blue waves and the spray of the sea on all sides. At first we were too tired and overwhelmed to say anything, when suddenly I remembered something very important.
Mama!
What is it, Zundel?
I want to go home.
You want to go what?
You know, back to Kretschmir. I miss my friends.
Please, Zundel. Kretschmir is not home for us anymore. We're on our way to our new home. Try to think about that.
But, Mama, I want to go home. Besides, I forgot something very important at home.
Very important? Oh, no, Zundel. Don't tell me you forgot those papers that Papa gave you. You were supposed to hide them in the lining of your jacket.
No, Mama, don't worry. I have those papers right here in my jacket. I just forgot to say goodbye to my friend Mayor Brinkowski. I want to give him my letter that I wrote. Can I quickly run back and give it to him?
Of course you could, Zundel. Just untie one of the lifeboats that are attached to the side of the ship. Then you can row back to Kretschmir, give them a letter, and row back to the ship when you're finished.
Please, Chaimke, don't be silly. Zundel, forget about Kretschmir. Please. Think about it, Zundel. Soon, we'll be in the harbor of New York, on Ellis Island, directly across the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, Zundel. Don't you want to see the broken bridge and the slower east side?
Cousin Zundel, did your family get to America right away? Or did it take a few hours?
A few hours. It was at least a 2-week trip from Russia to the United States in those days.
Wow, 2 weeks? You must have been going out of your mind.
Well, at first, that's exactly what we were doing. But after a few days, we kind of got used to being tossed around on the waves like an empty bottle of seltzer, and the salt water splashing all over us until the deck looked like the entire Lower East Side forgot to empty their trays under their ice boxes.
But Cousin Zundel, how did you kids keep yourselves entertained?
Well, we would sing the songs we learned in school, together with the other Jewish children on the ship. There was one older boy who played the harmonica, another who played the fiddle, and with myself drumming with my hands on whatever I could, we almost had a full orchestra. Soon we had a regular audience of all types of passengers, who would listen and sing along too. Each one expressing his dreams and hopes for his future life in America.